From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Urban terrorism is on the rise in Haiti, with at least 30 people killed since the weekend. A Haitian opposition leader says if all else fails, outside intervention may be needed. And Barbados politician Henry Ford says CARICOM leaders must pressure Guyana into free and fair elections. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Since last weekend in Haiti, more than 30 people have been...
Était-elle ouverte? Were the windows...
...installed, is gripped by a state of urban terrorism, says Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince.
Avril shored up the House of Duvalier. With Avril gone, the house has fallen. And now, all sorts of vermin are creeping out of the walls. Cockroaches, rats, serpents, centipedes, scorpions, and so forth. What we are seeing is the last gasp, the death throes of Duvalierism. There does not seem really to me to be a strategy on the part of past supporters of, or supporters of past dictatorships to take over power, because the army, even though a fraction of the army has entered onto the scene, is not really able to hold on to power.
But are we only talking about unruly elements within the army, or does the terrorism spread beyond their ranks?
As I try to suggest, there are all sorts of elements mixed up in this. There are gangsters, there are drug dealers, there are certain elements which are loyal to Avril, loyal to past dictators, to Nancy, to Jean-Claude Duvalier. They are all in there scrambling, trying to get something out of it. There are even probable supporters of Duvalierist gang leaders who want to see an American occupation. For the die-hard Duvalierists, an American occupation is better than democracy.
Given the situation, 30 dead since the weekend, one gets the impression that neither the army nor the police are either able or willing to rein in these unruly elements. What's the way forward?
The State Council has suggested that the army go easy on self-defense brigades. It seems that a part of the army is trying to collaborate with those self-defense brigades, but the Army High Command is obviously unable to control all of the elements in the army. What are we heading for? I think we are heading for more murder, more bloodshed, and also a reaction on the part of the civilian population to this random killing. For a while, before the diehard elements loyal to Duvalierism wear out, we're going to have a lot of blood in the streets of the capital.
Thus providing the recipe or the invitation for some sort of outside intervention, help to restore order?
Some of the elements in this chaos are extending that invitation. I personally do not think that the American government would be willing to risk the sort of disorder that an invasion would provoke. It is an invitation which I don't think will have anybody there to accept it.
Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince. And among the casualties of the latest flare-up of violence in Haiti was the wife of one of the leading opposition figures, Mr. Hubert de Ronceret. She was caught in a hail of gunfire yesterday afternoon in Port-au-Prince. A short while ago, I spoke with Mr. de Ronceret and asked him to describe the chilling incident.
Yeah, yesterday my wife coming from the school with her son when many soldiers in uniform opened fire on his car, on her car. And there were four persons in the car, but she was the only person hurt by machine gun. And fortunately, we had time to transport her at the hospital where she received the care, and fortunately, she is out of danger.
Do you have any idea why they would have fired on your wife's car?
Well, I suppose that, you know, I am a political leader, and my party has contributed to the fall of the Avril regime, and we have many enemies in the country.
We've heard reports that as many as 30 have died since the weekend. I mean, how serious is the situation at the moment? Is the government able to control these factions of the army and others who seek to cause unrest?
Yes, I am very worried of the situation, and I think that Haiti is now in a very critical situation, because after the departure of the military government, many of the members of this government have not yet accepted the new situation. They have not yet accepted the new government.
But given what you say is a very serious situation and a very difficult phase for Haiti, what is the solution? If the government is having difficulty in reining in the army, if the army itself cannot control its own, how are you going to manage?
This solution is not easy, as you imagine.